Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
God bless this home. It's a great saying, is it? You see it on plaques in many homes, ours included. It's a great saying, but do we really want God to bless our homes? Well, yes, I think we would readily agree. But many Christians maybe do not see their homes as sacred as the church. But our homes are sacred. Do we behave in the home as we do in the church? Well, for many Christians and their families, all spirituality seems to be exercised in the church. All prayer is in the church. All teaching is in the church and not in the home. In too many Christian homes, there has been kind of a handing over of the responsibility for godly leadership, for family worship, for spiritual discipleship. How do we experience genuine divine blessing in our home? What can we do to reinitiate God's pattern for the home? Choose to make His home or your home His home. Joshua 24:15 says, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So Joshua made a choice for his home. His choice was for his household to serve the one and only God. So regardless of the choices of others, Joshua's wife and his children knew that he would lead them in that direction. The challenges of Joshua's day are no less than what we live for today. We have to choose to live according to God's design in our homes and families as well as in our church. Is my home His home? This is John Church, pastor of Katy Park Baptist Church, reminding you today to go the distance in Christ.